Y'all, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
AFC South will be represented in the playoffs on Saturday. Texans host the Bills. Titans in New England to take on the Patriots. Back here on Darren Donick and Chase, Terry McCormick from TitanInsider.com. He was there with me. In fact, I think we walked into Gillette Stadium together back in January 04 on that very, very, very cold and frigid night. Terry, how you doing?
I'm good. That's the coldest I have ever been in my life.
Thank goodness the press box windows were closed.
Absolutely. Most amazing thing, too, was the fact that the band Boston, you know, More Than a Feeling and all that, was down there playing the national anthem out there on that cold 0-degree night. I don't know how they could keep their fingers moving.
You know, usually there's always, but you're right. Usually there's always, you know, no matter how cold it is, there's going to be a bunch of bozos with their shirts off that they'll show on the Jumbotron. I don't remember that. I think maybe one person, I think they panned throughout the course of the game that actually was dumb enough, maybe, or drunk enough to have their shirt off. But that's when you know it's cold, because usually it doesn't, that's not going to scare, you know, a certain group of people. They're just going to be loud and rowdy and crazy no matter what. I remember that night kind of laughing because basically everybody who was in the stadium had about seven layers of clothes on.
No, it was amazing, you know. And, you know, also felt for the photographers. You know, Mike Streisinger was there with us shooting pictures, and he was down on the field while we were up in the press box. And I know he had a rough go of it that night.
We talked to him afterwards, yes. He was multiple colors. He looked like a rainbow. He was so cold as he was de-thawing. So what is the key in your mind? What's the key for the Titans to get it done?
I think, you know, they have to do what they do, and maybe, you know, the Patriots are going to scheme to try and take away Derrick Henry and control him. I think, you know, but for the first time in a long, long time, maybe since that game, the Titan that we, you know, referenced with the cold temperatures, the Titans actually have a passing attack that can go in there and do some damage. I think, you know, the Titans always want to run to set up the pass using play action, take shots down the field. This may be a situation where they have to do some of the opposite. They may have to pass early to loosen up the box and set up the run for Derrick Henry later on.
If they were going to – do you, by the way, so one of our questions on pick six is going to be rushing yards for Derrick Henry. 99 or less, 100 to 149, or 150 or more. That's A, B, and C are your choices. Which one would you – how would you answer that?
I would go 99 or less, because I think the Patriots are going to make a concerted effort to take that away from the Titans. I think the Titans are still going to try and run the football, but I think the Patriots are going to do their best to take away option number one, and that's going to be the run game with Derrick Henry. So, you know, and here's the thing, though. He doesn't have to get 150 yards for the Titans to be effective. He could have 85 to 90 yards rushing, and I think that would be a good outing, a good effort. That would keep drives going. That would allow them to have some balance with the passing game and things like that. I don't necessarily think he has to run for 150, 200 yards for them to win this game, but he can't have, you know, 20 carries for 50 yards, that sort of thing.
Ryan Tannehill, another question is going to be, will Ryan Tannehill throw an interception? He's done a really good job of not turning the ball over, but I will throw this at you. Of his six interceptions this year, I believe all but one were on the road. I think he threw one here, the first Texans matchup. But most of his interceptions have come on the road. So how would you answer that? What do you think? Does he do a good job of continuing to protect the ball? Or do you think New England's stout defense will make force him to make a turnover?
I think he protects the football. I think that's a big key. I think he knows going in, he's played the Patriots many times before when he was in Miami, and he knows that, you know, they're going to try and force a turnover or two from him and get him out of his comfort zone. But I think he's going to have to, you know, take care of the football. I say that he does not throw an interception.
Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com, is here with us. When you look at the past 4 years, four straight years now of 9-7, two of those with Mike Mularkey, two of those with Mike Vrabel, we're now going to find out if there's going to be a difference, because Mike Mularkey did get a playoff win on Wild Card Weekend. How important, not only to this season, but to just the overall view of the Titans and the steps they're taking, is this game for Mike Vrabel and John Robinson?
Well, I wrote about this. It's in the Nashville Ledger that, you know, the reason that Mike Vrabel was brought here and the reason that Mike Mularkey was dismissed was to take this team farther than it had been going in the postseason. Even though Mike Mularkey won a game, I think they felt like that he had reached his ceiling and that was as far as they were going to be able to go with him. Now, you know, obviously Vrabel was brought in here to take it to the next level. And in order to take it to the next level in the postseason, you've got to be able to compete with the New England Patriots. You've got to be able to go in there and have a chance to win. And to me, if they go up there, and even if they don't win, if they give a good account of themselves, I think you can say that some progress has been made. You go up there and they get beat 34-12, you know, then you know that progress hasn't been made and it's, that they're still, you know, treading the same waters that they were under Mike Mularkey. So I think this is a big game for Mike Vrabel, in kind of a statement game, in saying this is how far this franchise has come in my 2 years as the head coach. Yes, the record may be the same, but the truth of the matter is the record's kind of deceiving, because they were 2-4 when Marcus Mariota was the starter and they were headed nowhere. They're 7-3 since the change to Ryan Tannehill. So to me, the 9-7 this year has a little bit of an asterisk beside it, because it's not the same 9-7 as the previous 3 years, because you've changed quarterbacks and you've kind of changed the way you do things with the way that Ryan Tannehill's been playing.
Yeah, I completely agree with that, Terry, because I think you have to look at it with two different records. Now, A.J. Brown has been the elite receiver the last month, but really all season, over 1,000 yards. But Corey Davis has played well historically against the New England Patriots. How much of a impact do you think he's going to have in this game on Saturday?
I think that one of two guys is going to have to step up big in the passing game, because I think when you look at, you know, the Patriots going back to trying to take things away, they're going to make sure that A.J. Brown is covered on every play, whether that's doubling him or whether that's letting Stephon Gilmore run with him and just go with him wherever he goes. I think that's going to cause the Titans to have to look elsewhere to find plays to be made. And the two guys, in my opinion, that have to give a good account of themselves tomorrow night, Corey Davis, as you mentioned, and Jonnu Smith. Now, the Patriots have had trouble covering tight ends this year. You know, we know that from Titans pass, that used to be a problem for them. It's kind of been solved of late. But the Patriots have had trouble covering tight ends. I look for either Corey Davis or Jonnu Smith or both of those guys to have a pretty big game and have to make a solid contribution and move the chains and get some big plays going if this team is going to win this ball game and advance to the divisional round.
Adoree Jackson is going to be back in the lineup after missing several weeks with an injury. What kind of an impact do you see him having as he returns?
Well, I guess the big question is how close to 100% is he? And I don't think we'll know that till he gets out there and tries to give it a go with that injured foot. You know, the field conditions may not be great because of all the rain and whatnot there in New England. You know, it's going to be a lot of precipitation going on. So, you know, he may not be 100%, but I think if you can get something out of Adoree Jackson, I think it just deepens and strengthens your secondary, because that's been an area of concern ever since Adoree Jackson and Malcolm Butler went out. Now, you know you're not getting Malcolm Butler back this year, but to get Adoree Jackson back, if he can give you close to what he did before, it does make everybody else's role in the secondary a little easier, because you know you can trust Adoree Jackson, you know you can trust Logan Ryan, and then between Tremaine Brock, LaShawn Sims, and Ty Smith, you know, you determine the pecking order for who's in the nickel package and the dime package and those sorts of things. And I think that makes everybody a little better because they've got a little lesser role to have to play those guys that are down the depth chart that have been having to fill in.
Terry, it's, you know, a nice honor to be elected to the Pro Bowl, but I feel like when a player is named an All-Pro, that definitely pulls a lot of weight. Brett Kern named the first-team All-Pro punter, and Derrick Henry named second-team running back and flex. What does that mean for those guys to have that honor bestowed upon them?
Well, that's an honor that not a lot of people get. You know, that's throughout the whole league. That's, like you said, the Pro Bowl is one thing. You know, they nominate guys, you know, and guys are selected to the Pro Bowl from each conference, and then, you know, guys pull out because they've got a hangnail or something and they don't get to go, and by the time you're down to the fifth alternate, it kind of waters it down. But being all pro, being chosen, that means that you are one of the best, or if not the best, at your position. And I think it's well-deserved for both of those guys. I think when you look at the Titans roster and say who has been their best players, who's been their most consistent and performed excellent you know, this year when called upon, I think Brett Kern's right there at the top of the list, and so is Derrick Henry.
Take Derrick Henry and A.J. Brown out of the equation, and Tannehill, of course. The usual suspects when it comes to the offense having success. Who is somebody that, in your opinion, if you had to choose somebody else that could have a big game? You know, Tajae Sharpe's done that in the past. Remember, Corey Davis broke out against the Patriots. Who would be somebody that could have a breakout game that we wouldn't suspect tomorrow night?
Well, I'm going back to what I said a little earlier. I'm going to go with Jonnu Smith because the Patriots have had trouble covering tight ends, and Jonnu Smith is shown himself to be a big play guy. It wouldn't shock me if, you know, maybe in not the same way, but maybe if the Patriots get gronked a couple of times by a guy that, you know, is, they're having it done to them instead of them doing it to other teams by having a tight end make a big play that can help change a game.
All right, good stuff. Enjoy the game, and we'll talk to you soon. Happy New Year.
All right, Happy New Year, guys.
Terry McCormick, Titan Insider. com. So if you had to answer it outside of Derrick Henry, Tannehill, and A.J. Brown, said Jonnu Smith. I think a lot of people would say that.
Yeah, I think that's a good answer.
I do think sometimes in games like this, especially in the playoffs, you get kind of that unsung hero, right?
Yeah.
Somebody coming out of nowhere that surprises everybody and has a really big game.
I think Corey Davis is going to have a good game too, though. I think he's hungry. All the attention is on A.J. Brown right now, and you know, as Terry brought up and we talked about, you know, he's played well against the Patriots before, and he, quite frankly, he needs to have a big game. So they need more guys to step up. So I like the answer of Jonnu Smith, but I'd throw Corey Davis in there too.
We will come back and put a bow on hour number two here on this Friday. Right now, though, I want to talk to you about USS, United Structural Systems. It's a foundation repair and waterproofing company that has served Middle Tennessee since 1994, and they have more than 18,000 satisfied residential customers. Do you have bricks that are cracking? Do you have walls that are bowing? I know I'm talking to a lot of homeowners out there. Doors or windows are sticking. If you've been a homeowner for a long time, you've probably had one of these happen before. Drywall separating, stair step cracks in masonry, mortar joints, chimneys tilting or leaning. Your house may be telling you something. These are signs of something may be going on, something that needs to be addressed. It's probably something you don't need to just walk away from. If something like this is going on and you see something like this happening to your home, you might want to give the experts a call. That's where USS comes into play. They've got integrity. They've got a reputation that they want to behold, and they do quality work. I've had them come out to my house. I've talked to them. They're going to give you a thorough examination. You know what? They gave me, my house, clean bill of health, which was great news. But you may have something serious going on. They've got free estimates. They're locally owned. They're licensed and insured. These are all important things that, you know, you want to be able to trust who you're working with. And as they promise, we guarantee our best. Call USS. That number, 615-227-2275. That's 227-2275. Or you always can go to their website, USSTN.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.